We're broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. You can listen in live 5 till 7 Central Time, 3 till 5 Pacific, 6 till 8 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. GMT, and 10 a.m. through midday New Zealand time until such time as we come to like September 30th, in which case it goes to 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. So you can not quite listen to it on your lunch break. And my very special guests are Dean Clifford and Suzanne Posel. Now, Dean, you wanted to get into solutions this last couple of segments, didn't you?
Yeah, we might as well get there. I mean, we all know things are bad. There we go, network. We all know things are bad. We know what's bad. We know we've identified most of the problems. My specialty comes more in the law movement, except I found that you got to be well-rounded in your solutions. It's not just one thing. It's a combination of just making your entire life better, getting into the health stuff and everything. But I know you want to talk about a couple of my incidents going back to even spring now. I'm not sure who's aware of my background, but I've been a bit of a freedom fighter for a very long time now. For people that think that death and taxes are the only two things that are certain in life, I can tell you right now that I'm working on death. And the other one is already a thing of the past. 17 years out of filing or paying income taxes. I don't hear from the taxing authorities anymore. I drive without a driver's license. I don't insure my trucks. I don't get anything from the state that I'm not obligated to get in life. I'm very well informed on my rights. I'm even better at practice at enforcing them. And that's what one of the things we're trying to help people right now in the law movement is when they want to start protesting and they want to start getting involved and making their life better and fighting, quotation marks, the man, people need to realize that they have to correct their status first and get out of the whole corporate citizenship existence that they're in right now, because they don't have any rights. And that's why you have free speech zones, and that's why you don't have the right to free speech. You don't have the right to protest. You don't have all these rights you're supposed to have that are supposed to be fundamentally protected international rights in all the covenants and human rights declarations. For some reason, we don't seem to have those, and we don't have access to them. And people can read up more on this on my website. If you want to go and start learning about your rights, watch my videos. Just look me up on YouTube. They're all over the place. Go to deanclifford.info, start researching. We got the videos coming up there soon here on the conferences I teach. But we have to learn our rights, and we have to start standing up for ourselves first and foremost. Down in the United States, it's now becoming illegal to grow organic food in your own garden, right? So it's very important that people actually learn their rights and learn how to correct this, we'll call it a misinterpretation of what their rights are, and get rid of this whole belief in a civic duty or a social contract, and start to go back to being able to live your life free of the government altogether.
Now, I tried looking for that for a social contract. I couldn't find one that I'd signed.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Well, it's inferred. It's a different type. It's a quasi contract when you sign up for your social insurance number down in the United States, or your social security number, I should say, social insurance number in Canada. I'm sure it's something else in New Zealand. It's something else in Australia. But it's the same scam over and over and over again, and it has to do with the legal person. So I corrected that all years ago, and it's been a long process, and I'm trying to teach it to people now. But just as early as this spring, I just spent 26 days in jail in February, 16 of which were in solitary confinement due to my political beliefs, which is supposed to be another internationally banned practice. But I know you were interested in this, Vinny, but I got pulled over by a cop who didn't like something I was doing. I'm really not sure what it was. In the winter up here in Canada, I think the tail end of my truck swung around when I was going around a corner, because we drive on ice 6 months of the year up here. So he pulled me over and then tried to arrest me for not having a driver's license, because I told him I don't have one. I don't require him one. And when he tried placing me under arrest, I placed him under arrest for assaulting me and breaching the peace. And then that got into a very physical altercation where I ended up throwing him around the parking lot for about 5 minutes before his backup got there. But I spent 26 days in jail. They had me up on 11 criminal charges, including assaulting a peace officer, resisting arrest, you name it. It was getting interesting there for a while, and they couldn't bluff me. They couldn't bullshit me. They couldn't get me to believe any of their nonsense. I know my rights. And 26 days later, they had to let me out of solitary confinement that same day, a free man with no charges against me. All 11. So 11 charges gone.
How many days did you spend in solitary confinement exactly?
16 days in solitary confinement.
All right. See, that's the interesting thing. And I believe this is a point that a couple of listeners brought up with me. You know, what happens to people who know their rights and know their freedoms? Well, you get chucked in solitary confinement with no yes. charges or anything to stick on you for 16 days, you know? And it's like, it doesn't matter if you know your rights to a large degree because they don't care. In fact, I had this, disparage you or anything. I mean, like what you do is very, very effective. And they do actually to a large degree, but it doesn't change the fact that they're tyrannical scumbags who just do stuff that's illegal.
They're still
going
to try to bluff you and bully you into abandoning your position, into abandoning your claim. Let's see if this guy really wants to stand up for himself. They're going to see if you really believe it or not. And if you don't and you cave, they're going to make you wish you had never, ever tried to assert your rights because you're going to get it tenfold now.
Well, I was speaking to Grace Hayden, she's a 15-year prosecuting sergeant for the New Zealand Police, and she says, what rights? You've only got three rights, put up, shut up, or pay up. They're the only three rights that are actually really guaranteed to you. Everything else you have to fight for.
That's exactly right. You actually, rights, which a better word for them would be freedoms, you only have the rights and freedoms that you're willing to fight for, to defend. That's it. Nothing is guaranteed to you. The rest you have to fight for. It means you have to know it, you have to stand up for it, and you have to not let people push you around and not be scared of them. Oh, they threw me in solitary confinement for 16 days. Oh, no, I didn't care. I sat there, I read a book, I didn't say a word for 16 days. They started feeling bad for me. Some of the guards were coming around to talk to me to see if I wanted somebody to speak to. I told them to leave me alone. I was busy. You got to turn everything into a win. You got to let them know you're not afraid of them. Okay, well, that's all you got, throwing me in solitary confinement for exercising my rights. Like, it's people shouldn't fear going to jail. It's almost like these days, if you're going to jail, you've done something right. That's actually like almost like a compliment.
Well, I think it's like when you put yourself out there and you become an example to others, I think it was like when David Icke was here in Auckland a couple of years back, I wanted to say something to him. I never got the chance, but I said, you know, the reason why people like you so much, David, is because you make them see what's best in themselves. And it's the same with you, Dean, is that that's the reason why people follow you and like you, is because you actually do what other people wish they could do but didn't have the bravery to do it until they saw you doing it.
And that's what I love. I just want people to have if it takes me doing it to give people the courage to do it themselves, that's fine. I don't mind being that guy. But I'll tell you, I've had lots of people say, oh, yeah, you really won, eh? You still had to spend 26 days in jail. I said, yeah, you know what? Big deal. I had to spend 26 days in jail. You're in jail every day for the rest of your life. Your mind is in jail. Your life is a jail. I had to spend 26 days in jail. When I got out, believe me, I was a free man because I went right back to driving with no license, not paying income taxes, not listening to the government, and doing whatever I want. And I'll spend my life in jail for one day of that kind of freedom.
Hey, how long would it take you? Like, let's say you were paying taxes and you spent 26 days working or something like that and paying taxes versus the entire time that you've been free, not paying taxes. Technically, just on a monetary basis, it's actually worth it.
Way more worth it. Yep, good. Hey, I'll go to jail for a month every year and leave my paycheck alone. Everybody be better off tomorrow. Because right now you work for the government 5.5 months a year. Everybody on this planet who files and pays income taxes is in jail for 5.5 months a year. And they laugh at me because I had to go to solitary confinement to stand up for myself.
Yeah, whereas everything's like... What's the opposite of the word solitary? Multiplary? Constabulary?
I don't even know.
Everybody else is like in the opposite of solitary confinement. They're like individually confined, isn't it? Right?
They're slaves.
Completely, Yeah, yeah. They're slaves, and they're completely detached from reality, completely detached from all of the people around them. Have you noticed that? That people don't even care about each other anymore, and they actually like to see people like you go to jail, Dean.
People rejoice in the suffering of their fellow man today. That's how depraved we have become morally as a people. We actually rejoice and celebrate in seeing our fellow man suffer, especially somebody that has it coming to them for attempting to be free. I was actually going to comment on that earlier. I was just reading through. I've just been in a bunch of newspapers here recently in Canada. I was supposed to be doing an interview with somebody, with a reporter from the Toronto Star right away, if we can ever hook up. But I'm reading the comments from the story that they did publish, and it mentioned me, and it had the website up there, and it was an interview with another gentleman up here by the name of Brian Alexander. And we're reading the comments in the National Post, and the comments there are people are actually advocating or saying that they would gladly pay their taxes, knowing that it's hiring police to come out and beat and throw people like us in jail. They're glad to pay their taxes, knowing it's going to pay for police officers who are going to come and beat us and throw us in jail. Apparently, that's what makes them happy in life. I'm glad to pay taxes for that reason. How morally depraved do you have to be to even make a comment like that, never mind actually believe it, because this guy really did believe it. And that he wasn't the only one saying stuff like that. No license? Cuff him and throw him in jail for 2 months. That'll make him rethink things. That was another comment on there. I have a video coming out right away where I read some of these comments off and then I have my reply to it. And that video is going to be going out sometime soon, hopefully in the near future. And that just shows you the mentality of it's almost like the government's not the problem. We have to worry more about the people that are actually supporting what the government's doing.
I have a saying that I'm now rethinking. You have nothing to fear from people who know nothing. Actually, it's the people who know nothing that you should be most deathly afraid of.
You have the most to fear from people who know nothing.
Yeah.
There's no question, because these people will die protecting the system that they think actually does them some form of benefit, which actually enslaves them. They will beg for their own enslavement. Wasn't that an actual quote? They will beg for their own enslavement?
I don't...
That was a Rothschild quote.
Competition is a sin?
Yep, that's another one of his quotes. Yep. That's there's a lot of gooders out there. But there's a lot of simple solutions out there that we should probably talk about. But people should have hope that this stuff works. It works, believe me. I got arrested again, by the way. I'll just throw this in here real quick before break. Within the last month and a half... And I am getting remedy, by the way. I just let people know that 26 days in jail, in solitary especially, was the most productive use of my time I've ever had in my life. That's going to fund my retirement and every project to ever come into my life to try to make this world a better place. But I got arrested again about 6 weeks ago, maybe close to 2 months ago now. Another cop pulled me over. Apparently, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt properly. Apparently, there's a proper way to wear it, and I wasn't doing that. So being the free people that we are, I got pulled over for that. And when he asked me for a driver's license, I said, dude, I'm a non-resident. I don't have one of those. I'm not required to have one, which turned into a shouting match where he was yelling and screaming at me like a little baby. Then he tried to grab me and arrest me, which turned into yet another physical altercation where I ended up getting into it physically with another cop and defending myself from an unlawful arrest. This one resulted in 8 cop cars and 13 police officers and what you would think looked like a terrorist scenario in the mini strip mall that I was in. We had roads being blocked off and, oh my God, it was unbelievable. All over a seatbelt incident, I might add. This led to me going straight to solitary confinement upon this arrest. I now found out there's a mandate at the local prison to throw me directly in solitary confinement due to my political beliefs, which is a violation of the International Covenants on Human Rights, by the way. But either way, that resulted in me being in jail 4 days this time. And first thing Monday morning, the Crown was completely unopposed to my immediate release without bail on my own recognizance to show up at the next hearing, which I never did anyways. But... This is, I think, the fifth time now, fifth or sixth, I've been charged with resisting arrest, assaulting a peace officer, each one of those individually, by the way, 5 counts each. Every time I do this, I'm spending less time in prison. If everything I'm trying to teach people is wrong, don't you think the sliding scale would go the other way?
Hey, you know, eventually you won't get arrested anymore.
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. So, but... One thing that people have to remember, you can't stop sticking up for yourself. Like, oh, that didn't work. I'll just play ball this time because I'm scared of spending a week or two in prison. That's the only power they have over you. Your fear of going to prison for a couple of weeks. That's it. What other fear do you possibly have? What are they going to do? Are they going to throw 7 billion people in jail if everybody stops complying tomorrow?
Yeah, they can't. But the thing is, 7 billion people aren't going to stop complying tomorrow.
That's the problem.
What they do is it's targeted, and it's political persecution in its purest form. Is it not?
Oh, there's no question, but they know they can get away with it because, again, we spoke earlier about people being ignorant, uneducated to the point of being incompetent to run their daily affairs. Now you want people to be able to find remedy and recourse in the legal system? And you can't use a lawyer to do this, by the way, because if you use a lawyer, you have no rights at all.
Yeah.
Because hiring a lawyer reduces your status to something that is not afforded any of the rights you could possibly call on to receive remedy in those courts.